What can we say about that one? I mean, that was a real tough encounter out there today.
Yeah, look, a very tough encounter. Without being disrespectful to the English team at all, I thought we helped their cause with some silly penalties and some silly turnovers of balls, particularly in the second half. Our first half, I thought, was great. I'm pretty certain the stats guys told me we completed 20 out of 22, which if you're doing that, you can't, you know, you're going pretty good. I haven't seen the final second half, but I'm pretty certain it's nowhere near that. And some of the dumb penalties that we gave away to were just silly. And if you give a side like England that sort of ball, they're going to make you pay.
What do you put those penalties down to? Is it just like, because there's a couple of differences in the rules, isn't it, to what you would have been playing back at home and international rules that you would have been playing today?
Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with the rules. They're just, and again, I suppose we are sort of out of season, like your guys are, and there's a few where they go high that are just, I think the coordination's not great. They're not throwing high, stiff arm types, but the arms are going high anyway, and I can't complain that they were getting penalised for them, but you know, it's something our guys have got to work on, and I've spoken to them about it. There's just a couple who are a bit sloppy and throw arms out, and if the guy's a bit smaller than you, it's going to get him in a bad area and you're going to be penalised.
You've got some really exciting athletes that you're working along with this year. I'm thinking lateral at fullback just looks like a class above. There's something of an Israel Folau about him.
Yeah, look, you know, I still think that runaway try he got, he was in second gear, he was just looking behind. Well, that's what my interpretation was. He wasn't at flat out sort of thing then.
And he could have ended up in Wigan if he'd really took it.
That's right. He is a talented athlete, and there are a lot of talented athletes out there. And basically, I mean, it's no secret, that's the message I'm saying to them. Get your completions up, cut your penalties, and we've got the attacking brilliance to score the tries. That's not a problem. But if you give the opposition ball, they're going to make you pay.
You've got a couple of clever halfbacks as well, I was thinking. You know, Brock in particular, controlled things with his kicking.
Yeah, look, Brock's got a great kicking game. And, you know, they did target him out there a fair bit, and he was forced to do a lot of tackling out there on the edge. Jack's a tremendous competitor too. You know, I think both of those will be NRL players in the future if injury doesn't get in their way, sort of thing.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're both already playing with each other as a pair, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both at the Newcastle Knights. Both played under 20s this year as 17-year-olds. Jack's still at school next year. Brock's left school a year early. So that does give them some combinations that they've worked in. And in our associations, they come through the Catholic system together too, so they know one another inside out.
I feel like I'm leaving out the big guys, though, because ultimately that's where games are won and lost, isn't it? You know, so you had, like, Hammy Seller started the game particularly well, laid that platform.
Yeah, I thought Hammy was great. Nat Butcher at 13 is doesn't get the accolades that he deserves often, but the amount of tackling and when there's half breaks, he's there to get them. The amount of go forwards that he does, tip-ons, he just does a lot of work that's not standing out, but they're the sort of bloke you need in a team.
Every time I've seen him, I've always thought a bit of a Bradley Clyde about him, because Bradley was a similar sort of player who'd just get stuck in as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and he's quite likely to grow into that sort of athlete. He's only a 17-year-old as well. He's got another year at school next year, so, you know, when he's 23. Probably the other one I thought was very good on the edge was Ash. I think he was number 12.
Yeah, Nisbet.
Nisbet, yeah. When he grows into that body, he's going to be 110. Massive physique on an edge sort of thing.
And Fumano as well also looks a real handful.
Yeah, no, he's just a football player. I've struggled a little bit to define him positions, exactly where, but he can play football, and that's the reason he's out there.
I think part of becoming a good player these days, though, is versatility, isn't it?
It is. Unfortunately, for one boy, he told me he could only play in one position on the field. And I'd need someone who could play that position, or he would have been in the test side today. Mm. So, you know, I think you need to be able to play left, right, and I think coaches who get specialised kids young are doing them a disservice sort of thing, that they can only play on one side of the field.
So what's it like actually being in charge of the Aussie schoolboys then? Because you came through this very manner, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, many, many years ago. It's an honour. I really consider it a great honour to do this, and you know, an achievement I rate, I suppose, right up with everything I did as a player, where I won premierships and that sort of stuff at NRL level. Because of the great traditions that go with schoolboys, you know, you've been given a job with great responsibility, and, you know, I want to keep that going.